Back to your calls from Miami, Florida. Joe is checking in. Joe, welcome to the program. Hey, Joe.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Pretty good. Listen, let me tell you something. It's not just that Saudi agent in the White House that's the problem. It's these SOB Republicans running this Congress. Think about what Frist offered you yesterday. He offered you a $100 bribe.
Yeah.
To open up ANWR so these oil companies could steal the federal oil at low prices and sell it back to you for $80 a barrel.
And let me tell you something, Joe. If they started drilling in ANWR, so-called tomorrow, I think it would be 2012 or 2013 right. Before the first drop of oil would be produced.
But, Mike, this came from an oil lobby. It had to be given to them from oil lobbies. Think what they do. Three birds with one stone. They steal the oil. They bribe the American tax. They increase the deficit.
Yeah.
And they have your kids pay for that deficit for the next 20 years.
Sounds like a normal day's work for Republicans.
Oh, I can't say it, man. I mean, I'm so fed up with this stuff. This guy, like I said, he's a Saudi agent, man. That's all. He's a Saudi Arabian citizen. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Joe. See, it's that. I get so many phone calls. I get emails where you can tell that the person writing the email, you know, where you can use spell check, where you can calm down, where you can write the sentence, you sense the fury, the rage, the frustration, because nobody's listening. Nobody's listening to these complaints. I get that feeling. Oh, my God. That's one of the reasons I have to stay away from, as much as I can, network or cable news, because I listen to a legitimate complaint against the Republicans, and I say Republicans because they control everything. They control the entire country, these evil sons of bitches. But you hear a valid complaint where something is pointed out, where the activity or the behavior on the part of the Congress, or the House or the Senate, or the Republicans is just absolutely counter to the best interests of this country. And how do you know that? How do I know that? Not because I'm so smart, but because I live here. Because I've been here all my life, because I understand on a simple, essential level what is necessary to the security and safety and advancement of this country. And I hear the complaint, and then I listen to the response by the Republican leadership, the way they absolutely butcher language, the way they twist everything inside out. USA Patriot Act is a classic example of the bastardization of language. Newspeak, doublespeak, non-speak, whatever you want to call it. And by the way, we're not going to do 1984 tonight because I didn't bring the script, the book. We'll do it when I get back Tuesday on the program in Atlanta. But the frustration that Joe just displayed, I feel it all the time. It is difficult to exist in a constant state of fury, anger, rage, because it just doesn't stop. And then this unconscious, chuckle-headed, freak, simian jackass that steps out there and starts with his one-liners, his repeated message over and over, his garbled language, his butchered syntax. And you look at this guy who says, I'm the decider. I got nuclear weapons. I'm the decider. I don't know. It's difficult. So I hear you, Joe. I understand exactly what you're talking about. Marie is calling from Denver. Marie, welcome to the program.